Always nice to catch up with this gentleman, Kim Valenti from Valenti Lawyers. Good morning, mate.
Good morning, Troy. Good morning, listeners. How are you all?
Speaking strategic and succession planning, and probably the impacts of delay as well. Can you give us just a little bit of a background here?
This morning, I just wanted not to talk about any particular aspect of law as such, but more to do with practical experience that I'm coming across, not only in my own practice, but in the practice of other people who I listen to, and also a number of the court cases that are coming along that cover the area or relate to the area of succession or estate planning. And I'm getting concerned that the cost of all of these matters going to a dispute is starting to affect the net wealth of clients and people generally who are in business, who are trying to do their very best to build a business, to be able to transfer that business onto their children and perhaps grandchildren, only to find that from time to time we're having disputes that eat into the estate and which incur enormous costs. And I thought to myself this morning that what I should be trying to say is to your listeners, look, this is serious stuff. There are many people out there who are managing their business, have good strategic plans, good succession planning, but unfortunately there are a number who don't. And that's not to say they don't want to do it, but they haven't given it the priority that I, in my opinion, think they should, because of what I've learned and what I know in that from my legal experience. So you have a situation where people who are building their businesses are reaching a certain age and need to address not only the succession but strategic planning of their business going forward. And I thought that if I can just reaffirm the need for proper strategic and succession planning that is managed by the business owners, not by parties in dispute and lawyers, then I'm doing a job for people. The role of a lawyer, in my opinion, is to inform his or her clients of the law and of the implications to them of doing something or not doing something. So that's what I'm trying to do this morning. For example, if the family in a particular business is sitting down and thinking, oh, yeah, we should do something, that rolls on 1 year, 2 years, then they might decide to do something, and some don't, but some do. And that's probably a 12-month exercise just doing it, let alone the time it takes to think about what I want to do, what I don't want to do. Some people are reluctant, some people are eager. And so time starts to become quite serious. And it takes, it's not unreasonable to say it takes about a year to get the proper documentation in place to evidence and document a transaction of succession planning, as well as strategic planning. And delay works against the people whose interests I'm talking about. The delay, you sit around, no, I don't want to do it yet. And I can understand that reticence. I really can understand it. But the delay costs, because the further you go into time, the less that you're doing, then you start to come back and all of a sudden you've got to sit down quickly and do something. And the cheapest cost, I can tell you, Troy, and your listeners, the cheapest cost is at the front end, not the rear end. The rear end where you have a dispute, that's what I'm talking about, is horrendous in cost. And one of our judicial brothers last year or the year before last was scathing about the costs that had been incurred by parties in a particular action and was left there wondering, why can't reasonable, educated people reach solutions? And I want to avoid, I want your listeners to avoid getting into that particular space. The cost of going to trial, the cost of disputing, even if you don't go to trial, the fighting, the costs that get involved, the relationship to the people within the family deteriorates. That's a sad affair.
Yeah, absolutely.
And if some cost was incurred front end, yeah, it might be 15, 25 grand. I'll tell you what, that is the cheapest. That is the cheapest time. And also, Troy, listeners, we don't know about the vicissitudes of life. Tomorrow, the next day.
Yeah.
We all think we're bulletproof. We all think we're immortal. I certainly think I am, but I'm getting a few ideas that I'm not. And I haven't seen anyone that's come back. And we need to use whatever time we've got to develop those strategic plans, develop the succession plan in consultation with all the material people, the relevant people.
Yeah.
Talk, listen, even if their point of view is not what you want to hear, let's talk and start to work out a solution to the goals that we want to achieve. And the main goal is a successful business. I don't see anyone that I've ever met said, I'm in business because I don't want to be successful. And they want their family to benefit from it. And I think delay is working against everyone. And the law also treats delay in an interesting way. If someone, the law feels that from an objective perspective, if someone has a reasonable right or a claim that they believe in, a reasonable person will activate that claim, will take steps to put it to get it sorted out sooner rather than later. So if you wait, let's say there's been a bit of a kerfuffle in the family or in the business, and you wait 2 or 3 years, the court might say to themselves, why is the delay? If you think you believe you're owed this or you're owed that, or you should be getting more, no one ever thinks they should be getting less, but should be getting more, why have you taken 2 or 3 years to come to us to help you? So delay works at various levels. Delay amongst the family makes the conclusion or solution more difficult to get to. Going to lawyers and so forth, and then going into a courtroom environment, delay says, why haven't you come here earlier if you've got such a good case? And it's not an unreasonable proposition. I'm not saying it's a law. Mm. I'm saying it's an attitude. Why, if you are so strong on your claim, why haven't you been here before? And why have you taken 3 years to get here? What's the story of that? This morning, I just wanted to reiterate what I've been saying for a good number of years now. Bite the bullet down with your families, your business people. Work out the next step, the future pathway to improving and developing the success, enhancing the success of your business and all of the effort that you've carried out in the past. Difficult in some instances? I know, a particular stubborn male that finds it difficult to do anything, but I'm not saying everyone is, but I understand the humanity of it. But we've got to move forward and put humanity into one box and legality into another and success and succession planning into another box and say, okay, let's sit down after harvest or before seeding or after seeding but before harvest, and let's knock this on the head with the lawyer, with our accountant, with our farm planner, with our business planner. These are the things. And I can tell you, Troy, listeners, it doesn't happen overnight. It's probably a 1 year experience as an average, but could go 2 years, could go 6 months, depending on how well prepared any business is and managed. And there are some very well managed businesses out there. So I'll get off my soapbox now and let your listeners have a pleasant Christmas.
So
and you too.
Absolutely. And I suppose really all in all with this, talking about succession planning, communication is vital.
Communication. Well, that's it can't say it any better than that. Right. Communication is vital. And even if you do have differences of opinion, have the courage to express those opinions and see what the common ground is and see where we can go. Communication, absolutely right.
Mate, enjoy the rest of the week. Hopefully we can try and chat with you before Chrissy.
I think we will. All right,
mate.
All the best. Thank you, Troy. Bye-bye.